The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
We define the will of God. We spoke about its importance, that it's the most significant thing in your life. It's the thing that will favor you the best. And it's the thing that will help you in the course of this life. We also looked at how to understand and to know the will of God. Today we are going to study about declaring the will of God. Declaring the will of God. I'm going to take time to go through the definition of the will of God and link it to today's topic. Number one, the will of God are the thoughts and opinions of God. Number two, they are the preference of God. Somebody says, I don't like wache, but I like jollof rice. If you give two things to God, he will choose his will first. Number three, they are the intentions of God. Anytime God thinks about you, he thinks about his will that has to be carried out. The psalmist says that the volume of thy thoughts toward me are great. Number four, the will of God is the plan of God. Number five, it is the blueprint. It is the original from which other things are produced. It's like how music is produced. They get the demo, and when they are done with the demo, they reproduce from the demo. And number six, the will of God is the purpose of God. So we said the will of God was in the, and let me say this, the will of God existed in the mind and the heart of God. The will of God existed or exists in the mind and in the heart of God. We would never have known what the will of God was until God spoke it out. You will never know the message I'm going to preach until I open my mouth and declare the title, and until I start presenting it systematically. So the will of God, number one, was in the mind and the heart of God. Number two, the will of God was made known to us some time past in history by speaking. Number three, after God spoke his will was captured in the volumes of the book. When I say that his will was captured in the volumes of the book, in the field of theology, we have the concept of canonization. It talks about how the Bible came to be written and how you and I have the black and white pages of the Bible now. The Bible talks about how the Spirit of God moves some holy men who began to write and capture what God was telling them, and how over the years God put all these books together so that we'll have the total scriptures. So the book was captured in the scriptures, or the thoughts and the will of God were captured in the scriptures. But until God spoke his will did not manifest. Until God spoke his will was not demonstrated. His will did not show. But we got to know what his will was like when he spoke. And my Bible is open to Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. That was the first time that we heard God speaking. We didn't know what was in his mind. Before then, we didn't know what was in his heart. We didn't know his plans for us. We didn't know his intentions for us. We didn't know about how he loved humanity. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So take note, verse 3, God has started speaking already. And God saw the light. It was after God spoke that the light became manifest. God saw the light and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness he called night. You see, God is still speaking. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So let's go to the second day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters. And on and on and on. Amen. Verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Anytime God speaks his mind, speaks from his heart, the thing happens. Before then, we didn't know what he was in his mind. We didn't know. We could not call it by any name. And so we just saw verse 9 and God, verse 10, and God called the dry land earth. You see, God is calling it earth. And the gathering of the waters he called the seas. And God saw it was good. Verse 11, and God said, verse 14, and God said. So God kept saying, even to create man, God said. Can I hear an amen? Look at verse 26. And God said, this was before the creation of man, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Even our dominion was declared. And over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. So we have just said that the will of God was not known, but the will of God was in the mind and the heart of God. God made his will known by speaking. And by speaking, he made his will manifest. So by speaking, he made his will known. And number two, by speaking, there was a manifestation, there was an appearing of his will. So after he spoke his words over the years and dealt with the Moses and David and the prophets into the New Testament, Apostle Paul, he got them to put the things together to get us to have the scripture so we would know his mind. So in the volume of the word of God that we have, there are two aspects of the mind of God that we have. The first one is the general will of God. And the second one is the specific will of God. The general will of God is related to all humans on the face of the earth. The Bible says that it is not the will of God that anyone should perish. It is the general will of God. God did not create humans So some will go to hell. It is his wish that everybody would accept the process that he has laid down through Christ, so that all of us will have opportunity of appearing before his throne at the end of age and be favored of him, so we'll live in eternal glory with him. So there is the general will of God, and there is the specific will of God. Sometimes the specific will of God is to a nation. Like Israel, God called them when they were nobody. It wasn't because they had done any good or they were such a beautiful bunch of people, but he said that he wanted to show love to them, so he chose them out of the multitude of nations that were available, and God gave them a purpose. Secondly, God can give the specific will to a community. So you have a community in Nosu, a community in Milan, a community in South America, a community in North America, Canada. God can, in that community, God can have a specific will. And when I talk about a community, I'm talking about also a church. So God has a will for your church. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And therefore I declare that God's will for True Vine shall be manifested. Amen. I like the amen because it looks like you have understood the title, and I'm creeping gradually to that area. Can I hear you say your own amen? Amen. So God has a purpose for a nation, for a community. The community could be in a region, in a certain neighborhood. It could be an evangelistic group. It could be a group that meets for teaching. It could be the church. Then in addition, God has a purpose for your family. Your family was not brought in just to exist and to go through the motions, and when the end of age comes, nothing has occurred. But God has a purpose for your family. Say amen. Declare the word. Well, if I pick the family of Aaron, there was a priestly grace upon them. There was a priestly calling upon them. And therefore, they had to serve in the temple. And when the next high priest had to be chosen, he had to come from the Aaronic family, because the whole family was called of God. There are some families now who are serving idols, and they are fetish priests, and they do their work diligently. There is a priestly calling there, but the devil has corrupted it. Oh, come on. So don't be disappointed if somebody is a fetish priestess in your background, a fetish priest. There is a calling. Oh, come on. I say there is a divine calling. A divine calling unto priesthood. But the enemy has corrupted it. But we declare today, may the corruption be taken from your family. And may God restore the very purpose for which he ordained your family. Can I hear a solid amen? For David, he was supposed to be king. And in addition, he was supposed to be a praise and worship organizer and leader. He was also supposed to be a warrior. So there was a purpose for the family of David. So it ended up in he being on the throne, and the throne was eternalized through Christ Jesus. There is a purpose for your family. Can you put your hand on your chest and shout, there is a purpose for my family? Well, if I were God, I would not be really convinced. There is a purpose for my family, and this purpose shall be manifested. God's purpose shall be manifested in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Put your hands together. There is a purpose. There are some families, they are politicians. If you look around the world, if you go to India, there is a particular family who have always provided a leader until recently. Who knows that family? Gandhi. In America, there were families that were also producing political leaders. Who remembers one of them? Kennedy family. Bush was also one. So there is a blessing on your family. I'm putting it to you. Or only that it has not appeared. There's a blessing. I don't want you to get up and say there's nothing on my family. As a pastor's family, he's blessed. The same God who blessed my family is the same God who blessed your family. If something is not correct there, we have to correct it. So there are blessings for nations, blessings for communities, blessings for families. Sorry, the will of God for families, and there is also the will of God for an individual. This is where Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, and be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Turn to the next person and say with authority, you will discover God's will for your life. Tell the person. Yes. Tell another person, you will discover God's will for your life. Some discover their purpose before they are 13, others 15, others 17, others 50, others 75, others 100. But it's important that we as parents, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
It's important that we as parents must help raise and groom our children to discover the purpose of God for their lives. The church exists to teach people to understand the fullness of the will of God so that they will walk therein. If you keep missing messages and keep missing opportunities where the church gathers to seek the face of God and to pray about some things may delay in your life. But when you understand them early and capture them, you will start praying about them ahead of time so that at the right time, they will manifest. Can I hear an amen? Now, regarding the will of God, we said the other time that number one, there is a will of God. There is a will of God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You must know there is a will of God. Number two, you must seek it. Number three, you must understand it. And number four, you must walk in it. So you must seek it, you must understand what God wants you to do in the midst of the brethren, and you must walk in it. In order to walk in the will of God, God begins to tithe you. He begins to make you aware. There is a stage in your life where you start drifting toward teachings. There's a stage in your life where you start drifting toward some seminars. There's a stage in your life where you start drifting towards the woods or rising very early and praying for some long hours, if you may, trying to find out what God has for you. And you'll be there and it's as if there's a stirring in your spirit. I'll give you an example from the Bible. There was a king called Darius, and he passed a decree that the temple of God that was being constructed must be discontinued by Israel. So nobody built. Then he died and another king, Cyrus, came. And the Bible says God stirred the heart of Cyrus to change that law and to restore the reconstruction of the place. Cyrus was not born again, yet God could speak to him through his spirit. And it is when you relate to the word of God and you relate to prayer and you walk holy, you will start hearing the voice of God. Oh, come on, shout amen. It will be natural. You'll be there and God will just guide you. He will choose the time and how he wants to speak to you. And he will begin to guide you in the circumstances. So it's important for you to appreciate the fact that there are efforts that you must make in order to know the will of God and to understand the will of God, so that you can begin to walk in the will. Oh, let me hear an amen. There are some folks who don't understand why we say we are praying and we are meeting and we are fasting and we have declared a period, and for them all they want is that, pastor, I want money to do business. Pastor, the school fees of the children have not been paid. Pastor, I owe a certain woman. She's harassing me. I cannot even sleep in my house. When you start walking in the will of God, all these things will be settled. Beyond that, you will have enough money to start planning for your future and catering for your present. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Until you walk in the will of God, you will find that some of these things will continue and they will start from childhood and they will take you to the grave, God forbid. So there's a period of sensitization. Your husband may be sleeping, but you, the woman, you must get up and pray. You must take your destiny into your hands, because there's a will of God for you as a person, just as there's a will of God for you as a family. Tomatoes does not lose its property even in salad. Onions do not lose their property even in salad. Don't be the lettuce that has lost its properties. You are just there in the marriage. You are just there in the house. You are doing nothing. You are not finding the will of God. Even if you know it, you are not making efforts to walk in it. I said the other week that a doctor said that God trained me as a doctor to do his will. And his will is to counsel people and to help them know the calling for their lives. He says that as for the medical one, is for to eat. God made you an auto mechanic so that he will lead you to do his actual will. Oh, come on, come on, come on. God made you a trader. He made you a mason, a carpenter, a draftsman. God made you an architect, a banker, so that that will be the means to doing the will of God. So for some people, when they graduate, they say, I've finished. Agbinah. Then you realize that you have to look for a job. And even the kind of job that you look for is important. So there are some things that God has declared, but there are other things you must find. Oh, can I hear an amen? If I pick a 13-year-old boy now, or 12-year-old boy, who is yet to go and write a senior high school exams and go to the university, they may not know which school they will be in. They may not know which senior high school they will be in. They may not even know which university they will be in. And God has left this so you relate to him to find out. There are some of us young, we don't know whom to marry. God has left it so that we link up to him. then he would disclose it to us. So we marry. Oh, let me hear a good amen. There are many countries in the world, and God may either want you to visit one, or God may want you to have an appointment in one and do it for some time, whatever it is. But you may not know the thing now. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he would direct your paths. For some of you, you lean on your own understanding like Lot. Lot looked at the land. Abraham said, look, your men are in strife with my men, your headsmen. So choose the right side and I'll go to left. Or choose the left and I'll come to the right. Lot stood there and said, ah, this place looks good. Abraham knew that Lot was that type. And then Lot said, let me choose. When Lot chose, it took him close to Sodom. You see, Accra was not as big as this, but Accra is growing. And when Lord chose it, Sodom was not near it, but Sodom grew and overshadowed what he chose. And he found his family in Sodom. What am I saying? I am saying that sometimes our eyes may deceive us. But when God guides you, what doesn't look prosperous will become prosperous tomorrow. God may put you in a small congregation and bless you with everything that you may need in life. There are some they choose just because there's a crowd there. And then they are there, and 20 years they are frustrated. Ah. I became a pastor in a small congregation, you know. One person here knows it. I wasn't a founding member of the church. I've never prayed to found a church. Me, I wanted to go to school, to study in the university. And I was rewriting some of my exams when God called me. And then he made me a pastor in a church. That will I wasn't really ready for. But there were things I was doing that put me in a state of readiness. We were praying, we were attending church services, weeknight service. We never missed it. I found a brother who was very matured, and I asked him how his maturity so accelerated. And he told me, when I got born again, for 3 years, I never missed a weeknight meeting in addition to Sunday meeting. Ask the next person seated by you, how many weeknight meetings have you been missing? Ask the person. Oh, I like the way you are smiling, sir. Oh, okay, if you are guilty, then please don't ask the person. The smile of guilt is showing. So don't worsen the problem for the person. I'm just telling you what can happen in your life. I'm just telling you what can. Jesus was with his disciples for only 3 years, and they matured to apostles. If we are teaching the word, people must grow fast. Or say amen to that, people. All of them discovered their purpose. Even Judas knew he was an apostle. Only that he was corrupted, and he ended up in a disastrous manner. The young people in this church, we must gather them. The aged people in this church, we must gather them, and we must teach them what they must be doing. Oh, can I hear an amen? Oh, let me hear a better amen. So the church has meetings in the woods, and you're always talking about money. As long as you keep talking about that, I'm coming to the will of, I'm coming. You keep talking about money, the situation will be the same. Nothing will change. But God may have ordained that you should be riding your own car right now and come and park in the woods and remotely lock the car and step out and speak in tongues and get back into your car, and God will fill the car with fuel. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? But you have narrowed yourself, cornered yourself, and you are talking the same language of lack. It's no excuse to be retired. Today I'm challenging your thoughts. It's no excuse to be out of job. There is fever. There is no excuse for cost of living having gone high. Live your life in such a way that God will make you outpace the economy. Oh, come on, put your hands together. Outpace the economy. My children, for the past 3 months, have not sent me remittances. So, Pastor, my life is sorrowful. No! Your prayer should be helping them. And God has a way for you because there's a purpose for you. So before theirs comes, God is giving you. So theirs is coming as an addition. It's not the main thing. The people that travel in the world who are free, majority of them are aged. And recently we saw them. Aged, 65 75 85, and they are walking with their darlings and they are holding hands. I say, are they not tired of holding hands? Those people marry early. By 25 19, they are married and they are still holding hands. Their backs are bent and they check into hotels. Recently we saw a bus load. The bus may load about 60 persons, and they came out of the bus and checked into a hotel just to relax. When was the last time you checked into a hotel? I like your response. It's so sincere. Let's clap for ourselves. Hey, I check into hotel. Ni mini woyi. Pastor, be practical. The message you are preaching is as if it's not for us. Okay. Don't subtract yourself from the word of God. Listen to this scripture. For unto us was the word preached, as well as unto them. But the word did not profit them, because they did not mix it with faith in them that heard it. I'm preaching and saying that you have to go on holidays, raise your hand and they say, me resort. I take it. There's local tourism and there's international tourism. Take it. Say, before the end of the year, my wife and I will check into a hotel. Do you know the advantage of checking into a good hotel? Your wife does not cook. She does not wash the dishes. She does not clean the floor. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Let me hear a better amen. You can have room service. They will bring the food into the room. After you finish eating, you call them to come and clear the things. Sister, I like the way you are laughing. Look in the direction of your husband and tell him that there is the service. But mini who mature more. Jesus had no house. He just lived in a house. He was going to Capernaum. He was here. He was there. He was all over around, and he was sleeping in hotels. Lift up your right hand and say, before the year ends, God will put me in a plush hotel. There was a seminar. Put your hands together. We are stirring our faith. I remember I went to teach in a seminar about maybe 15 years ago. And when we finished, it was in a hotel. The seminar was very successful. So I felt prompted to ask the organizers and those who were running the hotel, don't they have a package for people like us who are encouraging couples? They said, Reverend, you have asked the right question. We have one for you. Can you contact me tomorrow morning? And I will give you a coupon for you and your wife. You will have a weekend stay. We will cater for you. Oh, hold it there. It was in a 5-star hotel. And then mommy and I checked into the hotel. And whenever they came to lay our beds, they would put 2 chocolates on the bed. You, they are putting Akpiti and Willie on the bed. Oh, come on. It was a nice weekend, and it was not far from the church. So we checked out and checked into church. Oh, come on. I'm just giving you an example of what God can do. When you walk in the will of God, he will even surprise you with some things that you don't have money for. He wants you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But you have turned the scriptures the other way around. Some people say, my customers come in the evening. If you train your customers that you have one night for weeknight service, they will buy before that time. Yeah. If you train your customers, they will not go elsewhere. They will come and buy before. They will stay loyal with you because of the treatment that you give them. But you are robbing yourself of understanding the whole concept of the will of God. Well, God has appointed me as a pastor. So what must you be doing? What must you be continuously doing? Not just wearing a title, not just sitting down. No, what must you be doing? So God will give you stirrings in your spirit. He will sensitize you. He will make you aware. He will make you start drifting to people who are like-minded. People who like prayer. People who like the word of God. People who speak faith even when they don't have. People who stand on the word. People who are endeavoring to live pure for God. And people who have picked mentors, and they know one day God will make it happen for them. Put your hands together, somebody. You see, you can easily rise when you want. I used to wash the Mercedes Benz of my auntie's husband. And I said that one day I will ride in a Mercedes. And when God blessed me at that time with a Mercedes, and I drove into his house to greet him, he came to see me off. Then he said, hey, Tete, whose car is this? So God has said, hey, Chandinele Miwai. I used to see people off at the Kutuka International Airport. Those days, you would go to the first floor, and there was a small barricade. You could shake hands with them, you could hug them. And I told myself, I will not be seeing people off every day like this. Somebody must see me off one day. My turn to travel will come. God was sensitizing me. He was stirring my spirit. Now, I started by saying that The will of God exists in the mind and the hearts of God. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end, a fulfilling end, an end that symbolizes my will. So the will of God exists in the thought and the heart of God. But until God spoke it, we didn't know the colors of the will of God. We didn't know the shape, the form. We didn't know the nature. We didn't even know his mind. Until I started preaching, you didn't know that God was preparing a message through me like this to be preached to you. Then God speaks. He created the heavens and the earth. But he noticed it was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Bible says, and God said, is somebody hearing me? And God said, let there be light. Now he's declaring his intention. Say, will. And the Bible says, instantly there was light. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. He did that the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. When it came to the sixth day, when he had to create man, he said, let us create man. The will of God has always been spoken. If it's not spoken, it is not known. And if it is not spoken, it does not manifest. Ash. Let me give you another example. In Genesis chapter 3, Eve had violated the word of God. She had tasted of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, giving to Adam. Adam had also violated the word of God. And God appeared on the scene and said, you have violated my word. And he put a curse on the devil and a curse on the ground. Then he said that I will put enmity between you and the woman. And I'll put enmity between your seed and her seed. And it goes ahead to say that you will bruise his head and he will bruise your heel. God had already prophesied in the fall that a Christ was coming who will crush the head of the devil at Golgotha. That the finality of that was that the authority that man lost was to be restored. So God was smart to speak the word quickly, to speak his intention quickly, to establish and to declare his will quickly. You must be smart in speaking the word of God in situations where you see that some other hand is trying to work against you. Can I hear a solid amen? Oh, even the amen you are not saying. How can you speak the You must be willing to open your mouth and speak the will of God. Can I hear an amen? Speak what is in the will of God. And you notice that when God spoke it in Genesis 3, in the long run, the enemy was defeated. Can I hear a solid amen? Yeah. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, God even spoke about Israel going into captivity and the number of years they will spend there before they come out and they'll be free. So that did not happen by chance. In Genesis chapter 15 verse 13 it says, and God said to Abraham that of a surety that thy seed shall be stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. Israel were going to be enslaved. they were going to be oppressed, they were going to be dominated. For 400 years, God has a purpose for that. But when they were to come out, the Bible says they are coming out with great substance. Can I prophesy to you that today, by the time service is over, you will leave service with great substance. Great substance, not ordinary substance. Great substance, it shall be your reward over the years for the things that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm has eaten, the palmerworm has eaten. God shall restore. For this purpose was the Son of Man made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus said, I came to restore that which was stolen by the devil. May you receive restoration right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I said the will of God must be declared, and that is why I am here now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, can I hear an amen? Amen. And God said to Moses, you shall go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. 1 Samuel 17, David was to face Goliath. And Goliath was talking. You see, he's declaring the satanic will. You small boy, you come to me like this. You don't know my expertise. I would deal with you, kill you, and give you to the birds of the air. David said, you lie. That is not what the purpose of God for my life is. David said in verse 45 of 1 Samuel 17, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Before the coming of Christ, there were prophecies from Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. Numbers 24, 17. I see him, but not now. In other words, I'm beholding a vision, but the vision is not for the immediate. I behold him, but not near. In other words, the vision is quite distant. It will not happen now. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter is a symbol of authority, will arise out of Israel. Even the birth of Christ could be seen ahead, and it was being prophesied ahead. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12. 2 Samuel 7, 12 following. The Bible says, and when your days are over and your rest with the fathers have matured, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom, and he's the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. This is when Nathan had contacted David, or David rather had contacted Nathan. He said he was dwelling in a house, but the Ark of Covenant was just in a temporary structure. So he wanted to build a house. And then God said, David, your hands are tainted with blood, but this is my will. A seed coming after you will come and do the job, and he will do the job very well. So David started gathering things. And the Bible says, he said, in his pain and distress and his disadvantage, he gathered a lot. Can I prophesy to you? David in his pain, David in his distress, David in his disadvantage, gathered all the things that were needed to build to a large extent. And I'm prophesying to you that even in the state in which you are going to gather building materials. You are going to gather the things you will need to make life pleasant and pleasing for your family. You are going to be blessed. You are going to be fruitful. You are going to be prosperous. David, even in his disadvantage, was advantaged. So God spoke about Solomon long before Samson came. God spoke about the matter to Samson's mother before she conceived. Angels like Gabriel will always be needed to come and declare the word of God to the Marys and to the Elizabeths, and to tell them that you shall conceive of a holy thing, and that holy thing shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. The Bible says God will not do anything unless he declares it through a prophet. Because the principle of God is that, number one, let his will be spoken. And number two, in the speaking of the will, let there be a manifestation of what was spoken. As I'm preaching now, I declare that from this moment forward, that the blessings that we have prophesied in yesteryear and the blessings that we are about to prophesy now shall all come to pass. Nothing shall hinder them. No devil, no demon, no occultic power, no power of the media, no evil, strange power in your background, no satanic ancestral force shall be able to contend with you so that the thing will not happen. Can I hear an amen? You will live to see the next generation. You will see the generation after that. You will build a colossal monument. Your business will not just thrive, it will flourish. Your ministry will not just thrive, it will flourish. You will increase. One shall become two, two shall become four, four shall become 8, 8 shall become 16, 16 shall become 32, 32 shall become 64, 64 shall become 128, and on and on and on and on and on. You will increase, you will multiply, you will be favored, you will burst your seams, you will overflow with the oil of God, with the power of God, with the grace of God, in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, shout. Can I say this? Your children will not be sniffing cocaine. Say amen. Your children will not be using heroin. Your children will not be smoking marijuana. They will not be addicted to alcohol. They will not mess their life with sex out of marriage. Can I hear a solid amen from you? Your children shall be organized. They shall be disciplined. They shall receive favor of God. They shall rise. Nobody shall impregnate them before their makataya. They will conceive in marriage. Oh, clap, 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 clap. I'm declaring the will. Your children shall not die before their time. I'm declaring. Come to shout amen. You shall also not die before your time. Is that the amen you are saying for? If there has been no wealthy man in your background, I declare you shall be the one, the chosen one, the appointed one, the ordained one. If there was no anointed person in your background, may your anointing quadruple from today onwards, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm declaring the will of God. I said, I'm declaring the will of God. I said, I'm declaring the will of God. Oh, can I speak the will of God? Somebody here is going to go on holidays. fully sponsored, fully paid for, local or international or both. Somebody here is going to be favored. Air tickets are going to be provided. Visas are going to be given. Pocket money for spending is going to be provided in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare God is bringing wealth into your life now. True Vine shall not be an ordinary church. It shall be a place where divine revelation shall flow from the pulpit. True Vine shall not be an ordinary church. It shall be a place that when the people are taught to pray, they will pray well. God will hear their prayers. He will answer their prayers speedily. Even our audience online will experience much more. As you age, may you look younger, stronger, and fresher. May you not have sorrow in your old age. May you not have pain in your old age. But may you look back and have laughter, rejoicing, celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to rise up and you're going to pray. I'm going to put the microphone away. We are going to pray. The will of God, you pray for it. You are so satisfied with small prayers, small answers. No, no, I'm not satisfied. I have appetite for big victories. We are going to pray. A door is going to open for someone. God told me. He says, I want to open a door. It's as if a door is shut against somebody. And the door is about to open. If you are the one, lift up your right hand and shout a very good amen to God. I said, a door is about to open. As for the adversaries, they will be cleared at the door. Are you ready to pray? Take your destiny into your hands. Take your destiny into your hands and start praying. Raise your voice and pray. Makata yabra. Ayanda raba shalara baba. Yaba bandara bakaya. Ayanda raba silere baba. Shinana mazaya. Ayaba bandiri bikaya brosh telere mamandiri bikaya. Ayaba bandana masu. Keyamra kaba dundana makaya. Ayaba bandana mazaya brosh telere baba. Yaba boa. Imandana masaya bra kaba dana la 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 la. Ayanda raba zelere baba, yaba banda raba zelere baba. Ayanda rama zalara baba, yaba banda raba zalara baba. Ibaya konda rama su, yaba banda raba kaya. Ayaba banda raba zelere baba. Ibaya su nakaya ngrekete yebre. Oboyoso robobo shelere baba ndiri bikaya. Ayanda rama zelere baba, yaba baba. Ayanda rama zelere baba, yaba baba. Ayanda rama zalara baba ya baba. Ayanda rama zalara baba ya baba. Ayanda rama zalara baba ya baba. Yanda rama zilere baba. Ayanda rama zalara 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 baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Iba ya salara baba. Yaba bunda raba kiaba salara baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Yaba baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Yaba baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Yaba baba. Ayanda raba zalara baba. Ayanda raba kia stelere baba. Yaba baba. Yaba baba. Iba ya son yangangrang ati agbata ya breke bezu agbata ya bra ayala ra baba ya babona namazele re baba ayele re baba rana shikataya oyebi agbata ya bra kabazu agbata ya baku akataya ayu agbata ra basunda namaka ya bra ayana namasa ya bra shkele re baba ayama mandiri bikaya brosh telere baba ayanda raba zelere baba yababanda raba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba yababanda raba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba yababa ayanda raba zelere baba 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 ibayako rada shelere mama saya ibaya sondoro mo shelere mama ndara bakia ayebi agba taraba kaya brosh telere baba ndiri bika ya broka ba zelere baba ayaba bandara bakaya brosh telere baba ndara ba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ya baba ayanda raba zelere baba ya baba ndara ba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ya baba ayaba ya kondara ba zaya ayaba kondara ba zelere bakaya ayanda raba 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 zelere bakaya iboyo kondoro bo shalara babanda raba zelere baba ayanda 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 raba zelere baba ayala rada ayala rada rada iboyom brosh telere mama kaya brosh telere mama eba yakona nama zelere baba ayanda raba 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 zelere baba ibaya konda raba shalara baba yaba bonda raba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba yababa ibaya kanda raba salara baba ayanda raba zelere 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 baba ayala raba kaya brosh telere babonda raba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ya baba ayanda raba saya broka mazelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ya baba ayanda raba zelere 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 baba ibayako raba ba shelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ayanda raba kaya brosh telere baba ya baba ayanda raba kaya brosh telere baba ayanda raba zelere baba ayanda raba zelere baba Yeah, that was you. Yeah, you are, yeah.